Hey, everybody. I am Brian Fritz, and this is the Between the Ropes podcast. Appreciate you for listening, for subscribing to the podcast. Hope you're spreading the word, enjoying what we're doing here. Please rate, subscribe, review, all that good stuff to the podcast. Bonus edition of the podcast, couple of interviews here. Coming up on Sunday night, it's New Japan's return here to the United States. It's the Strong Style Evolve show. It's going to be airing live on Access TV. Just the second time New Japan has done a show here in the United States. Of course, they did it last summer in Long Beach. They're back in Long Beach Sunday night. They've actually got a pretty loaded card for the show and got a couple of interviews with several of the stars are going to be on that show. You know, Michael and I, we talked briefly about the event during the weekly podcast a couple of days ago, and like within 10 minutes of us finishing taping the podcast, and it was late at night, the card came out for the entire show on Sunday night, and with it came news that Rey Mysterio was not going to be a part of the show. So, of course, that happened right after we finished taping, but Rey Mysterio is out with his torn bicep injury. So they found a good replacement, though. It's going to be Jushin Thunder Liger taking on Will Ospreay on that show. So we got 9 matches in total. The biggest matches, of course, Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi, the Golden Lovers. They're taking on the Young Bucks. You got Kazuchika Okada and Ishii are teaming up to take on Zack Sabre Jr. and Minoru Suzuki. So that should be a lot of fun as well. And you have the IWGP United States Heavyweight Championship match, Jay White defending against Hangman Page. And I've gotten interviews with both of them here. First, a conversation with Hangman Page talking about, you know, New Japan coming back to the United States and where he's at now compared to where he was even just a year ago. And then following that, a conversation with Jay White, who, of course, is the United States champion, just coming off a win against Kenny Omega, a win that nobody saw coming. So we talk about that and his days training in the New Japan Dojo. I bring up the comparisons to both of them about how they're both young guys just kind of starting to begin their primes and kind of how their careers somewhat mirror each other, but they've both gotten to where they're at in different ways, kind of unique ways for both of them, but both of them are around the same age. I believe that Paige is 26, and Jay White is 25, so they're right there, and they're both really setting into the beginning of the primes of their career, and they're really getting bigger opportunities right now with New Japan and with Ring of Honor and everywhere else they go. Of course, you know, Hangman's a part of Bullet Club as well, so he's getting a lot of attention and the Being the Elite videos that he's been doing with them, and then Jay White getting this huge boost when it comes to his role in New Japan. And, you know, he faced Tanahashi at Wrestle Kingdom, and then he gets the win against Kenny Omega and is now the United States champion. So let's get to these two interviews, and we'll start it off with a conversation with Adam Hangman Page. How's it going, Adam? Long time no talk.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you?
I was going to say, what's it been, 2 weeks?
Yeah, probably, maybe.
Something like that. So do all the weeks kind of like merge together at some point for you, trying to figure out what your schedule is?
Yeah, they do. I mean, I have to kind of do week to week. You know, I've got my eyes set on this weekend, and then after that, you know, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. So what do you remember about last year's New Japan show in Long Beach? What stands out from that?
Last year was great. You know, I was in I was in the first round of the tournament for the U.S. title. I didn't make it past the first round. A little disappointed in myself there, but the event itself was incredible. You know, I mean, great atmosphere, sold out both nights. Those sold out super quick too. And, you know, I think people were really interested to see New Japan come to America for the first time. And, but, you know, I don't think it was just the novelty of that. I think that this event shows it too. This one sold out a lot quicker than last year's event. So it's certainly not a novelty about New Japan coming here for the first time either. It's just genuine interest in, you know, our product.
Had you ever been a part of a press conference like you were last year, which was at that Japanese supermarket out in the middle of wherever?
Right. You know, New Japan does those press conferences. I've done a handful here and there. They're always they're super awkward, I think. You know what I mean? But, you know, I think the way that New Japan presents professional wrestling, I think they work. I think they're helpful. And I think the people who can take advantage of them and adapt them to their personalities, you know, do very well.
Yeah, it was different. It was unique, but to me, that kind of captures what New Japan is. You know, like you said, I mean, it's the first time New Japan had ever come and done a show to the United States. So to do something different that we're used to, I thought that was great, just to be able to experience that and see everything that goes into, you know, how they kind of conduct business from that standpoint. And they're doing the press conference and just seeing the talent that up close and personal, you know, even though it was a little bit of a different venue, I thought that was unique. It makes it stand out.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, and that's something that maybe is different to American fans of wrestling, you know, those kind of formal press conferences. But for New Japan, that's been around for a long time. And for them to bring that here, you know, that makes it, you know, legitimate. That's what New Japan is. They stay true to, you know, who they are when they came here.
What kind of response did you expect from the audience last year? Because it's obviously an American audience, but it's New Japan Pro Wrestling. Was it what you expected, or what did you think it was going to be like last year when it came to the audience in that show?
Yeah, it was totally what I expected. You know, New Japan has a huge following here in America. And, you know, those people turned out, those people, West Coast people, people who flew in from, you know, around the country, around the world, honestly. And it was totally what I expected. Last year, this time, or, you know, the show last year, I was fairly new to Bullet Club, fairly new to New Japan, you know, but I kind of got the reaction I expected. And this year I'm expecting something way better, totally different, because I've, you know, been around a little bit longer now.
Do you think some of the Japanese superstars were, you know, weren't exactly sure what to expect when it came to that audience? Because it is something totally different from the way that the crowd reacts during a New Japan show over in Japan to an American audience reacting to a show.
You know, maybe some of the Japanese guys were a little taken aback, but I would say the majority of them kind of, you know what to expect from American crowds. They've been here before. They've been with, you know, Ring of Honor doing these co-promoted shows. You know, they've been to America. They're well-traveled. They know to expect, you know, from audiences around the world. You know, as do I guess I have the same, you know, understanding of crowds in Japan. So I kind of think they knew what they were in for, and they enjoyed it.
What's that process been like for you when it comes to being, you know, obviously an American wrestler, wrestling here in the U.S., but also going and being a regular part of New Japan and performing there? What's that process been like for you, and how different is it to wrestle there compared to here in the U.S.?
You know, that process has certainly, you know, has turned my life upside down a bit. I'm wrestling more frequently now, you know, between America and Japan. You know, the travel is sometimes a little difficult. But I mean, that's what we all want to be doing. You know what I mean? We want those difficult travel schedules. We want to be, we want to have the pressure on us, those kind of things. You know, it was new to me at one time, but at this point, you know, I feel fairly comfortable, you know, with the differences in audiences in Japan and here. And, you know, I'm sure that at the event Sunday, we'll have, you know, we'll kind of have a bit of a hybrid crowd, those American fans. But, you know, they know what they're there to see.
How different of a wrestler do you think you are when it comes to New Japan shows, to everything else that you do?
You know, I think I've changed a lot in the past year. This past year, I won Ring of Honor's breakout star. You know, I think I've been putting on, you know, better performance. I've been working harder, certainly, in every aspect of the game. You know, I'm taking more risks. I'm doing things like moonsaulting off a 20-foot balcony. But because, you know, that spotlight is on me now, you know, as a member of Bullet Club, and, you know, my stock has been rising. You know, I'm taking these bigger risks, and I think they've been paying off so far. And, you know, I like to think that I've improved all around.
So take me back to that moment in February where Kenny Omega loses the U.S. title to Jay White, and then you confront Jay in front of that crowd. What was that moment like for you and everything that went on there?
You know, I don't think people saw that coming, to be honest with you. Kenny had offered Jay a spot in Bullet Club, which is, you know, I didn't necessarily have that interaction with Kenny per se, but, you know, I was offered that opportunity in my career, and I took it because I knew its value. I knew what it was worth. I knew what it would do for me. And to see somebody like Jay, you know, who in a lot of ways was in the same, you know, kind of spot I was in 2 years ago, take that opportunity and turn it down, turn it on its head. You know, that pissed me off a bit, because I know what it's done for me, and it was honestly kind of unnerving. to you know, to see him win the match, I was kind of surprised. He did well. You know, he's impressive. I won't knock him, but Kenny is Kenny, and you know, he Jay got beat up for a solid 30 or 40 minutes there before he was able to kind of sneak a win. You know, so I think that surprised a lot of people, but it didn't surprise me. I kind of know the quality of competitor that Jay is. So to see him, you know, turn down Bullet Club and take advantage of that opportunity, you know, kind of stood out to me. But, you know, I guess I kind of wanted to confront him about it. I certainly want that United States Championship, and I kind of want to put him back in his place and let him see, you know, maybe what his career could be like if he had taken advantage of that opportunity to join Bullet Club.
So what's it like standing in front of an audience like that? People don't see that coming, that you're going to be the one that's stepping up and making the challenge, and you're the one that's, you know, beating the guy up front and center. You are the center spotlight in a major angle for a big title that New Japan has.
You know, I wish I could give you a good answer. I wish I could give you an honest answer what it felt like to come out and have the spotlight on me and let that be my moment, let it be all about me making a challenge for the title. But I don't know what that feels like, because I had my moment taken away very quickly. Kenny, you know, decided to stand up and take the title away from me and give it back to Jay. And, you know, I understand that he feels that Jay, you know, fought hard and earned that moment for himself. But this is New Japan tradition. This is what you do. You come to the ring when there's a new champion and you make a challenge. And that was supposed to be my moment. I'm supposed to know what that feels like. But unfortunately, I don't. So now I'm just fast forwarding to winning the championship and letting that be my moment after my original one was stolen from me.
You know, when I look at you and I look at Jay, I think there's a lot of comparisons, because we look at two guys that are still very young, but already making a name for themselves, you know, in wrestling, both in New Japan and elsewhere. Do you find a lot of similarities between the two of you and your path right now in wrestling?
Yes and no. You know, we're both young guys. We're both hungry. We're both talented, certainly. But, you know, Jay is kind of just now breaking through and, you know, making a name for himself. You know, he's been through the New Japan Dojo. He was a young boy there for however long he was there. He did his excursion at Ring of Honor. He put on performances that were great no matter where he went all the time. I'll never take away anything from him as a competitor. But I've been doing this a long time. I've been doing this since I was 15. I've been doing this at a high level for 10 years. So I know what it feels like to be there. But for Jay, this is new, you know, and I think we have to look at, you know, how he's going to handle this, new championship, his championship reign. And I think that, you know, maybe I bring something more to the table in terms of experience, because I've been here before. He hasn't. This is new to him.
Go back to last year when you had the debut of New Japan in the U.S. and you introduced the, United States Championship there. Were you surprised that New Japan added a new, championship?
Yeah, I'll be honest, I didn't see it coming. I expected, you know, there to be something new, since it was the first show in America, but that wasn't something that I really saw coming. But I think it's something that's going to, in the long run, help, you know, New Japan's expansion into America. You know, they're doing the show last year, and, you know, the show this year. It gives Americans a champion, a representative in New Japan. And we haven't had an American IWGP U.S. champion yet. So I'm looking to be the first one. I'm looking to be a real representative of New Japan wrestling in America.
There's already been talk about New Japan returning maybe even later this year, or obviously, you know, next year again back to the United States. How often do you think New Japan should come? What? Because I mean, I think there's that fine line where obviously the promotion wants to grow, but you never want to do anything too fast and you never want to burn out an audience. So what do you think is a good balance right now?
You know, I'm not sure that, you know, I'm the kind of office guy to make those decisions.
I thought you had that kind of sway, you know, right? You're not talking to Gato or anything?
No, absolutely not. You know, I think New Japan is smart in everything that they do. If it's time to strike while the fire's hot, they do it. If it's time to go slow and steady and build, they do that. So I have full confidence in whatever route they want to go, however fast or slow or you know, they want to do this thing, I have confidence that they'll do it right, because they have a track record of doing things right.
How do you think a New Japan show would do on the East Coast? Because so far they've stayed on the West Coast.
You know, and that to me has been kind of strange. You know, I like certainly going out to the West Coast, but they haven't, you know, tried to do anything on the East Coast yet. Which, you know, it seems geographically the natural route to go to start towards the West Coast of the U.S. But we live in a global society. I don't see there's any reason they couldn't run the East Coast and be just as or more successful. You know, I feel there's more wrestling on the East Coast. Ring of Honor, you know, for a large part, you know, we do Midwest and West Coast stuff, but we stick to the East Coast more than anything, and we draw consistently large crowds, and they're getting larger and larger. There's certainly room for that. You know, I don't know what their plans are, how they want to do this thing, but certainly I would encourage them to do that.
When it comes to Jay, compare how hard his chops are to other people that you've been in the ring with.
His are miserable, man. He's a killer. he's got, man, his hands are huge. He's a stocky, he's a stout dude, man. He's strong, and he's a young dude with a lot of hunger, you know. So he hits hard. When we had that 6-man tag match in New Japan, you know, a couple months ago, he knocked me out pretty quick. The first 30, 40 seconds I was in the ring with him, he hit me with a chop, but a forearm that, man, that just rocked me. So I was dizzy, and I was kind of out of it for pretty much the entire match. So I certainly won't take that away from him. He's heavy-handed. But, you know, we won that match, and I left him laying after the match. So I think that should tell you something about me as well.
When it comes to, you know, a show like this, when everybody's, obviously, you're trying to put on the best show that you can, you're trying to win a championship here, what's it going to be like from a competitive standpoint between everybody in the two, between all the different matches? Because I'm assuming everybody has this mindset of, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to steal the show. When the night is over, I want people thinking about me, talking about me, remembering me. So what's that competitiveness like between everybody when it comes to your matches?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the thing that sets Ring of Honor and New Japan apart from the rest of the wrestling in the world. Is there's not a single guy in that locker room who cannot deliver. There's not a single person who doesn't want to deliver every single night. Everyone on the show, you know, whether it's me, whether it's Jay, whether it's Young Bucks Wrestling, Kenny and Kota Ibushi, whether it's Liger, even Rey Mysterio, it's, you know, there's going to be every match is going to be a spectacle. Every match is going to be, you know, alone, you'll get your money's worth from just one match, much less all of them together, you know? And I think that's the thing that sets New Japan apart.
What's it going to be like for you as a, not only a wrestler, but also a fan when it comes to watching the rest of that show, especially when it comes to the Bucks against the Golden Lovers match?
You know, it'll be great. They're going to, you know, certainly I'm planning on stealing the show for myself. But I've got competition in that arena from my own friends. But you know, these guys are friends. These guys have been friends and been together for so long. So this one's going to be tough. I don't know, you know, I don't know when or if the Bucks have ever wrestled Kenny, but they're going to have to fight their best friend. This is going to be tough. It's going to be hard to watch, but I'm kind of looking forward to it because, you know, you kind of have to do this. I mean, with everything, they're growing pains, and I feel like this is something the Bullet Club needs. It's something that we've got to do. There's disagreements, there's arguments, and something we just got to work out, and in wrestling, this is how you do it.
Well, it should be a good time on Saturday night, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely, yeah. It should be great. Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, free television, Access TV. It should be great if you're in attendance. I'll see you there.
You got it all down, man. I like that. You know all the talking points.
I got it.
That's beautiful.
I
and
know it all.
If you win that U.S. championship, any particular place you're going to take it, like In-N-Out or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely take it to In-N-Out immediately afterwards. and then certainly when I come back home, the East Coast, I'm going Cracker Barrel with that title.
Damn right, man. That sounds good.
I can't
good.
Think of anything more American than that.
Sitting in the rocking chair out front of the Cracker Barrel wearing your championship? Why not?
I'll never take it off.
I don't blame you, man. Cool. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, buddy. How's it going, Jay?
Not bad. Thanks, yourself.
I'm doing well. What has this last year been like for you?
Last year? I guess we'll be coming back in a couple of months' time. It'll be a year since I got told when they wanted me to come back to Japan. So I guess it'll be almost a year since the build of the Switchblade stuff started to begin. But, you know, it's been a whirlwind. You know, I was in ROH and doing indies, and then all of a sudden I'm back in Japan. It was kind of a lot of waiting all of a sudden culminated, and it felt like the time went by pretty quick. And it was very nice to get back out to Japan. These big shows, Wrestle Kingdom, New Beginning. Now we're coming up on the end of March, and we're about to do New Japan's second and biggest show in LA. So it's a very exciting time.
What's that period like for you? Is it frustrating? Is it nerve-wracking when you want to go back to Japan? You're just waiting for the call to go back?
Yeah, it was. Like, I was enjoying my time in the States and working in the States. But at the same time, that's New Japan's where I love to wrestle the most. And, you know, that kind of felt like home when it comes to wrestling. So being away for a while, you know, it started to get a little bit frustrating. Most frustrating bit is once I'd finished with ROH. And then I had to wait to go back to Japan. It was just a lot of waiting, no wrestling. And even though I went back, I didn't have a match. So it was over 2 months that I went without having a match before. I faced Tanahashi at the Tokyo Dome. And even now, it'll be once I get to LA, it'll be a month since I had a match. And that's personally, it's too long for me. I don't like being off for that long. But you know, you just got to get used to all the waiting, I guess.
What's that transition like of... You're in Japan, you're living there, you're going through the dojo, and then you leave there, you go to the United States, you wrestle abroad, then you go back to Japan. Now, what has that been like, and is there any kind of culture shock?
It's always strange. Yeah, there's always culture shock. I'm starting to get used to, you know, I am used now to moving to different places, but it's just always so weird. There's so much happening, and then all of a sudden... It just feels like at the snap of the fingers, you're just in a completely different place, and it's like a different life. And then it almost feels like the previous days and what you were doing wasn't even real. For example, being in Japan, you know, you're in the dojo for a year and a half. It's all go. You could do all the jobs. You're on tour. It's crazy. You're kind of on edge because you got to make sure that you're doing the right thing and stuff like that. You get told you're leaving. You know, pack up everything you had there, and then all of a sudden, you know. I'm just in America, and it's like, well, was I even in the dojo? Like, now what am I doing? This is just completely new and different. It's always an odd feeling that you start to get used to it a bit, but it'll always kind of surprise me that the feeling of just changing where you are and your entire lifestyle each time. Like, every time I go away or when I go back to, say, New Zealand or Japan or England or to America, I feel like I've got, in those four places, like I've got four different lives going. And each time I leave, it just gets put on pause and I go back and it just continues from where it was. It's a strange feeling.
Yeah. How would you describe that experience of going through the dojo and being a young lion?
Yeah, very taxing, tiring physically and mentally. But, you know, it's the most rewarding experience I've probably ever had, and especially in wrestling, I don't think there's anywhere more prestigious and hard to work your way up from the very bottom other than New Japan. Especially, you know, you're living in that dojo, you're away from your loved ones, and it's just such a rigorous schedule as well, and you're just constantly on call, you're the bottom of the bottom. So very, very taxing, but very rewarding in the end.
We know that that is a rough time to go through there. Does the thought of doing squats these days, does that make you feel miserable?
Yeah, I don't mind. I mean, I still got to do them. You know, I feel like I'm doing with weights now, and I don't do 500 at a time of fast body weight squats. So, you know, it's been a while since I did that. So not too much trauma still from that.
So how exactly did you come up with the Switchblade name and character?
The very core and the kind of basic idea of what they wanted got pitched to me, but and then from there it was just kind of up to me to kind of come up with. You know, they gave me a different name, but we came back with Switchblade. You know, at the time I was living with Alex Shelley, so me and him conversed a bit on stuff to do with it, and you know, we came back with the Switchblade name, and then from there it's very much you know, it's just up to myself to develop over time what I want to wear and what I want to do. And, you know, it's still very much up to me this day where I take that role. Is you have so much freedom in Japan of what you say and do. So it is just entirely up to me to basically do what I want with it.
Yeah, because it is so early into it. Do you feel like you're really getting a feel for exactly where you want to take it?
Yeah, getting more and more comfortable each time. That's why I don't like having, you know, months off at a time, because I feel it's just, I hate being away from wrestling for that long. I feel like I get out of touch with it. So I like to be doing it a bit more continuously. Every single show, every single match, everything feels a lot more smoother and comfortable. And yeah, I'm enjoying it.
I can't imagine taking that kind of time off. Once you kind of get into the system and you get into the flow of wrestling on a regular basis, that's got to be tough, not only just from a physical standpoint of getting used to taking bumps all the time, but when it comes to, like, your mindset, I would assume, because you're thinking about wrestling, you're trying to figure out exactly what you want to do, you got all these different ideas, and then you don't have an outlet to execute them immediately.
Yeah, it is very frustrating, especially, like, we just had about a whole month of nonstop wrestling, you know, traveling. We're on the road. We did, like, Japan. I came back to the States for a day, and we went straight to Australia and then back to Japan and then back here. And I've got a whole month off. And, yeah, it is. I don't like not being around it. Even if you're not, that's why you just need to make sure to watch it, because it keeps your mind ticking over and related to wrestling. But I prefer to be around it and be able to wrestle, as opposed to just it all being mental. You know, like I said, you feel a bit rusty when you first come back. And I just feel a lot more comfortable when I'm around it more regularly.
So explain what the reaction was when you found out, hey, you're coming back to Japan, well, you're going to be the Switchblade character. Oh, and by the way, you're going to be at Wrestle Kingdom and you're going to wrestle Tanahashi.
Yeah, it was very cool. I remember thinking to myself, and you know, it'd be awesome if I'd love to do something with Tanahashi. And I could see why I thought myself that might be a good idea. Just him being who he is and then me coming back as after being a young boy. And then they told me, you know, it was very cool. I just tried to just kind of hide my excitement and just treat it as, you know, well, that's cool. It's just part of the job. But I told them I was very grateful for them putting me in that position as well. You know, it's very, very important. And there'll be a moment I won't forget.
Is it tough to kind of push down your emotions and know that this is a job rather than, you know, going through the highs of or the excitement that come with it, and that he's somebody that I'm certain you always wanted to get in the ring with?
I feel like I've gotten used to it being, you know, it is pretty much a job now. You still get excited about getting in there with certain people. But you know, I'm not someone that sort of goes out and, you know, asks companies to book them against certain people or things like that. Very much is a job to me now. And you know, I'm not playing it down. I know I still very much love it. But it has kind of become normal being, you know, working around these guys. I was in New Japan a year and a half and in Ring of Honor a year and a half. So very much used to being around these guys and stuff. And I could work with most of the people by now. So I still get excited, but yeah, it is still a job for me now as well.
So obviously now being the IWGP United States champion, beating Kenny Omega for that, what has that meant for you, and especially at a time where, you know, Kenny is, you know, at such a certain level, he's at the top of his game, and you getting a rear victory over him?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I went after him. You know, he's probably the most sought after wrestler and the most popular wrestler in the world at the time, and I guess still is. So it's very, you know, that's the whole point of going after a guy like that. And then I did beat him, which no one really expected to happen. And, you know, if you go back and you look at the New Japan on the Road series that's on YouTube from a couple of years ago, I'm in there saying I want, you know, another match with Kenny. And I knew I could beat him down the road. And, you know, that happened. So, you know, I did what a lot of people didn't expect me to be able to do. But it was, you know, a very cool moment that, you know, I believed myself with it and I knew I could do it despite other people doubting it. But here we are now. I beat him. And he's dealing with, you know, Bullet Club imploding and everything. So, you know, it's going good for me. Worked out good for me.
So what happened with that t-shirt? When he offered you a t-shirt, you put it on and you decided not to join Bullet Club. What happened to that t-shirt you tore off?
I mean, I threw it. I don't know. I took it off and threw it back towards the ring. So I think I saw a picture of it, like, wrapped it. It must have hit the ropes when I threw it back. So I think I saw someone post a picture of it and it was, like, wrapped around the rope. So I guess, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if Keane took it back a bit upset, or if just one of the young boys took it and maybe gave it to one of the Bullet Club guys, or if it got thrown out. I've got no idea, to be honest.
That's a collector's item.
Yeah, it would be. I've got no idea what happened to it.
Speaking of shirts, have you seen your Switchblade shirt in a Hot Topic store yet?
I haven't. The last time I was out near a Hot Topic, and when it was a few weeks ago, so it wasn't in there at that point. So I haven't had a chance to see it there yet.
I expect to see a picture of you taking a picture of yourself and your t-shirt the next time you go to a Hot Topic.
Yeah, I would imagine I would as well.
So, you know, last year you were part of the show at Long Beach, New Japan's debut in the U.S. You're in a couple of tag matches.
Yep.
Fast forward to now,
yep,
and you're in one of the top matches on the show.
Yeah.
Just explain that experience, like, for you, where you've come now and the expectations for the second time around being in Long Beach.
Yeah, it just fits in with how things have been going. You know, if you look a year back, it's not doing anything to write about. And, you know, now for the whole part of this year, you know, it's been in a lot of main event matches and stuff. So getting used to that feeling of being in the big positions now. So it's nice. I'm not going to complain about that. Be interesting to see how the crowd is as well. They were very good to us last year and to myself personally, despite just being in those tag matches. So it'd be very interesting to see how they react. You know, I'm going up against the Bullet Club, which everyone loves in the States. But it'll be interesting, you know, coming over on a New Japan show as opposed to being a Ring of Honor show. It'd be very interesting to see how the crowd reacts to myself and Adam Page.
Now that you've been put in a better position, do you feel pressure going into matches? Do you get nervous?
I get nervous for pretty much every match anyway, regardless of what position it may be considered. You know, whether it's a tag match at the start of the show, or obviously you're going to be more nervous for the bigger ones, but I think every match I have nerves anyway. And then once you get in there, and as soon as it starts, that's when they kind of start to go away.
I spoke with Paige and I asked him about, you know, the comparisons between the two of you, because obviously you're facing Hangman Page on the big show coming up on Saturday. But I look at you guys kind of similar. You came up in a different way, but at the same time, you're both younger guys. You're in a really good position now. You're kind of the next wave, being the top guys are both like Ring of Honor and New Japan. What do you see when you look at Paige?
Yeah, I see it's kind of we're similar, like parallels in the different companies. You know, I think we're the same age, and we haven't been doing this for a hell of a long time. But both guys have done pretty good in their respective companies, and obviously I was over there for a while too. And I probably never crossed too much over there, maybe the odd tag match. But no, he's a talented guy. He's a big guy, and he can he moves how he shouldn't be able to. You know, he can the shooting star presses and all this stuff. He's a very impressive athlete. You know, the difference is he chose to stick with the Bullet Club and feel like he's very much in their shadows, you know, just tagging along with the Young Bucks and Cody and those guys, as opposed to really doing his own thing. And I feel like he's held back a little bit by being with them, maybe just for the popularity of being able to say he's in Bullet Club. But, you know, we were parallels, but I've taken off while he's still just in the shadow of the Bullet Club and the Young Bucks.
I brought up to him about your vicious chops. I believe he said you hit like a horse, something like that. He was not too fond of the chops. What is the way to master a good hard chop?
You just throw everything into it. You know, I worked with Marufuji out in Japan, and I don't know how he does it, but he somehow cut my chest open with like five chops, and then he still kept piling them on after that. So I'm still not quite sure how he does that, but you know, just throwing everything into it, throwing your arm right through the guy as opposed to stopping at the chest as well. And you know, when you either get hit with, or you hit it, when you get hit with a good chop, it seems like a shock, like a like a hot shot all over your body. It just kind of stuns you for a brief second, takes the wind out of you. I think the worst I've felt, some of the worst I've felt other than Marufuji, Kenny Omega has some pretty horrid chops as well. So I know what they feel like. And I think also knowing what it's like helps you to be able to throw vicious ones as well.
Last thing, as you are on this rise right now and still at a very early stage in your career, are you able to fully appreciate what you've done so far in the future? Or is it one of these things where you're just kind of going along and you'll realize, you know, or appreciate it later?
I think that's the same with anything. You know, at the time, people never realize how important something is that's happening. It's not until they look back on it. You know, if you think about, like, if there was, trying to think of two guys at the moment who are maybe, you know, take WWE, for example. Say if, you know, years ago, if you had John Cena, Undertaker in the ring, it wouldn't have been as big a deal as it is these days. You know, it's only when people look back and think, oh, wow, that would have been cool. And so it's the same with this, you know. People can appreciate and enjoy it, but it's never until you look back and you can, you know, in hindsight, realize how special and important something is. For myself, I know I'm very fortunate to be where I am, but at the same time, just take each thing as it comes.
One last quick thing. How often do you get to talk to Prince Devitt, Finn Balor, and kind of share notes and talk about your progress and where he's at?
I was actually just talking to him within the last week, which was the first time in a while. So I don't talk to him too often. You know, he's very busy. Both of us are busy, obviously, more so him. You know, he's doing something. He said he's doing something every day, whether it's wrestling or media or something. So every now and then we catch up. But not too often, but it's cool to chat to him. You know, he helped me get to where I was. So, yeah, it's a good little catch up.
Well, I appreciate the time, and I'm looking forward to watching the show.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks again to both Hangman Page and to Jay White for the conversations. New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Style Evolve show. It's this Sunday night, airing live on Access TV, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern. 9 matches on the show. Jay White, Hangman Page are going to be squaring off against one another for the IWGP United States Championship. You've got the Golden Lovers, Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi teaming up to take on the Young Bucks. Jushin Thunder Liger against Will Ospreay. Those are 3 of the 9 matches. All the top stars from New Japan Pro Wrestling are going to be a part of that show, and it should be a great night of wrestling. I'm really looking forward to it on Sunday night. And this is New Japan's second time coming to the United States. They're going to be coming back a lot more, I think. There's already been some rumors that maybe they would come back even as soon as July. So we'll see if that happens. And I'm excited about seeing more New Japan Pro Wrestling here in the United States. I've got extra podcasts coming up next week. I've mentioned this before, and I wanted to plug it again. So I recently did some conversations with Ring of Honor COO Joe Koff, new WWE Hall of Famer Jeff Jarrett, and also with Bruce Pritchard, of course, formerly of WWE Creative Team, and now with the immensely popular Something to Wrestle With podcast. So all of those are done, and they're going to be coming out sometime next week, probably Monday and Tuesday next week. I think that's what I'm shooting for right now, so be on the lookout for that. Thanks again to everybody for supporting us here on the podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, especially on iTunes. That helps us out a lot. And please spread the word as well. And of course, you can find us everywhere that you get podcasts, whether it's on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, Blog Talk, all those different places. There's other apps. You will find us. And a special shout out to everybody that is supporting us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/between the ropes. You can support us there. You can be our buddy, be a Between the Ropes buddy. Go check that out. If you could support us on Patreon, we've got some goodies for you if you do that there. So I'll be talking to you next week. Thanks again, everybody. Talk to you then right here, Between the Ropes.